Carolyn, would you like to go into the EMP topic?
Well, let's say that the EMP happened around March 20th, yesterday, which was my birthday. Did I cause an EMP ion?
Update, an EMP update.
Not cause it, but it cycled on you.
It cycled.
For Bob, in the benefit of Bob.
Cycled for me. To cycle, is that just repetitive cyclicalness, or is that a sine wave?
No, it's been coming for a very long time. This is what we bumped in. We already told you what we told you that we told you was going to tell you. Then we told you, and then we're telling you again what we told you. Now we're telling you that we told you that again, the second time. No, wait, we've already done this. Oh, the needle's hung on the Victrola. Better do something. We said all this stuff was coming, and now it's here, and you're surprised.
No, we're not surprised, but... My question is it helpful for these new environmental changes to come standing on the shoulders of natural phenomenon, like it was a new moon, it was a solar eclipse, and it was, what was the third thing?
It was a major, huge blast. You got enough gamma radiation to float your world. And you soaked it up, every bit of it. You just sopped it up like biscuits and gravy.
Did the blast happen on the shoulders of the natural cycles in the world?
The event, yes.
So the event, was that magnified because it was also a solar eclipse?
A TV show, Carol, the event.
So did the event of this major, huge blast of EMP happen?
It brings guests to your house.
No,
it brings guests to your house. Yes, it brings guests to your house.
Oh, not parallel world guests.
Well, it makes another connection. Because, see, now you're connecting. You're connecting the dots. Remember when we used to play dots? We played dots.
Yeah.
Years and years we played dots. Well, now the dots are starting to connecting. You're starting to bump into yourself. So. Past two
I'm going to stick with this ion until I get an answer. Because of the solar eclipse and the new moon, did that make the MP stronger?
No, it did not. It was a lining up of connecting the dots. We're going to say the same words again, all over again, because that's how we roll.
Yeah.
But it does answer your question, but you're almost there. The point is the shift in the magnetism or magnitude, the unlawful degree of magnetism, now all of a sudden starts having a trebler. The trebler, when the magnet works the opposite, the poles are trying to get further apart. So the squeezing in the middle, remember the toothpaste that you're trying to get to come out? If you open the bottom, it'll also squirt out the bottom, too, won't it?
So
you have more.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Too many words, Bob. Too many words, Bob. Slow down. Yeah. The vortices.
So the poles are farther apart and the core reacts.
And I was feeling this in my legs yesterday?
Yes. You certainly were. You better know you were. And actually, you thought it was the lactic acid, but it's not lactic acid. It's a change in the shift of pressure. Because you were surprised because you didn't do nothing.
Stretching of the cells.
Stretching. The tendons. That's where you see.
Tendons, yes. And what did you say? I didn't do nothing about what?
You didn't do anything to cause it to be sore or aggravated.
Right.
You did nothing.
Right.
No thing except maybe ice cream. But.
But I figured it out.
Okay, so when we soaked up the EMPs, sounds like that was a good thing. Was that because we've created the new environment with the iCell?
The question is leading and needs further clarification.
Yeah, okay. Can I give your quote about how it's not from another dimension you posted a little while ago? Let me see if I can find that.
Right, you find it, Bob, because I want to. Okay, so we were. You said we're soaking up the gamma rays. That excellent soaking up, was that made possible because we created a new environment?
If we say yes, then that takes you down a rabbit hole that you never get out of. If we say no, you drop it, and there's much more to be said about it. Stop that question right there. Do another question, and then in a minute when we say we're not going to answer it, we'll give it to you in full detail, and it'll make sense because you'll be in a different place to be able to hear it. And, yes, we did crash the 4X this week, by the by. You're welcome.
Yes.
Okay. Was soaking up the gamma rays a good thing for the ionets?
Yes. Now, there you go. Yes, because you were going to say, was it a good thing for the inhabitants of the earth? And we'd say, well, for the little ones, not so much. It's turning in quickly, and there's no more free poker. You got to pay to stay.
So it was a that's a yes. So then, to me, that implies because we're all taking the RNA drops that we were able to soak up the gamma rays. Is that correct?
You drew them to you, actually.
And
well, don't you remember about creation in a vacuum? You remember the story?
Yeah, the vacuum pump, the pump prime pump.
Mm-hmm. Burning in the belly.
The first phrase from 2009. We're on the sixth anniversary of that phrase when you first uttered it. That's one of the first phrases you mentioned. We have a quote here, Carol, posted. Ion says, other worlds don't have the eye cell. The eye cell won't be in other worlds. Then I say, is this because this world is the main world? Ion says, no, you have all limited to this world. The point is that this creation wants to come from this world, but when other worlds are identified, people might say you brought it from another world. But no, it's not in other worlds. It's only here. Now, I've been saying that the eye cell is from another dimension, another world. That's not accurate at all?
You don't even know what you're speaking about. So it's not that you're wrong. You're just indubitably incorrect.
What I mean by it is that it's so powerful and different from the chemistry that we think is here that it can influence the whole global chemistry immediately. You might call that powerful.
It's the mystery landscape of the global Gutenberg-less reality. People ain't talking no more. You've moved it all to the chip body now. We've got it now. So you can just enjoy this or not enjoy it or... Back
no
the fuck
talking.
Up if you want to. It's all right, because they've quit talking. You ain't asking no questions. You got all these thousands of people rambling around, don't know nothing, can't find out nothing, can't get nothing, don't get to nothing. Just happy as pigs and shit running around here trying to live their happy lives and get their sins forgiven and get themselves moved on to the glory land, just moving on to the glory land. It's a heavenly minded, they know earthly good. Then they come along and they wonder what happened, and this great big superfluous God comes down and says, what's up, my brother? And you go, I don't think you are included in my socioeconomic classification. So now you're starting to bump. The battle since the beginning is not over right and wrong or left and right. It's over who's in charge. That's what it's always been about. Ever since the moose got loose about the hoose.
Well, is the ion confused about who's in charge? Who, what and who is the ion presenting as in charge right now?
Oh, he didn't say.
What is the Android meme saying is in charge right now?
Everything that's not in charge, they say, runs this thing. They think Obama's mad at Netanyahu. They think Netanyahu is over boner, and they didn't bow before Dianne Feinstein and give her a gizgasm. He didn't run into the other little woman's house and do her little thingy thing so she could run her little doo-doo so her little whirly-whirls could go whang-whang. And then next thing you know, Manolo Blahnik can't make another peep-toed slingback do me like a dog pump to fit anybody anymore. And now Tom Ford is very cross about this outcome. So now, as you babble through this whole mess, now you start coming back down to, what did we say? Is there words that we said? We said, yes, the battle's over who's in charge. So once you focus on that and not all this other glib-glab globber-dobbers, then none of that other stuff matters. You can major in the minors if you want to, but you've got to bring it back into a focus push. It's got to apply. If it doesn't apply, it's just all for naught. Then you ought to go to the beach and forget it. Have a good day.
Would it be beneficial for us in any way to know who is in charge, or do we just assume we are in charge?
We'd hope that you would be in charge to a position where you wouldn't have to assume it. It requires too many derrières and possessive yous and me's. That assuming business. So we say, no, as you come into your power, then there's things you can do. You know what you do. King David, let's do pathetic little King David, the wannabe king. Let's do him. He came into his place because he'd already whooped a bear. He already whooped the lion. So when the lion strolled along, he's like, send me. By God, I'll tear that motherfucker up. I will get in his shit. And they're like, whoa, you're just little David. Everybody else says that. Goliath is a monster. He's a giant. That was what was wrong with Canaan land. There were giants in the land. We can't go over there. They'll come put the whoop ass on us. We can't do that. But then all of a sudden, who's on the Lord's side? And then the Midianites had to move the Amalekites so that the Moabites could get them some strange.
Well, I'm going to move topic to the...
Oh, you're a little King David count.
We got them Moabites, and she's like ready to jump ship. Okay.
But, Ian, you're using the little King David metaphor for Carolyn.
Of course. But then once you do that, but that's right. But then once you do that, then all of a sudden, it's like the booger man under the bed. Once you put the lights on, now the booger man's messed up. See, you take all the heat out of the fire. And now all of a sudden, it's like, okay, come on, let's do this thing. You're going to do it? Let's do it. You're going to do it? Let's do it. You ain't going to do it? Don't do it. You're going to do it? Let's go.
So
if you ain't going to do it, quit talking about it.
The battle of over who's in charge, is that the battle between the me and me, the you and you, that we just have to accept we're in charge? We know we're in charge. Is that enough?
The Colossians can lay it out in a different way. You're doing a good job. Everything's okay. Yay, pray, get saved. And maybe one day God will come in the eastern sky and come scoop you up out of this tutelage that you've left yourself in the mess that you've done. And it's like, just be real still. It'll be over for you soon, basically. But that's not even the point. The point of that is that you don't need a pep talk if you're running the steering the ship. It's very easy to be a president of a company that's not doing anything. But if it's doing something, there's hard choices that have to be made and move on with it. Run it or it's going to run you is the point.
And now when you say the cresting new moon is going to be huge, more details, please.
Well, yeah,
the light that's refracted, she did, more details, okay. Please, is a question. May I please include more details about the new moon?
Okay.
This new moon cycle is shifting and changing. It's going to be different the way the light, since the EMP, is going to change the way you see the light. Those damn lying eyes of yours is what's been the trouble all along. We would say that the moon's already been this way for, say, a millennia, but y'all are just experiencing for the very first time. To us, see? That's why it's become such a glib cliche archetype in the first place, because we're telling you as it is, and it is, and you go, no, it's not. We go, yes, it is. No, it's not. Yes, no, yes, yeah, no, yeah, no, okay. No, now it's past. It's gone. We got to wait another 26,000 years to see this going again. Since there's no time, it makes it real easy. It'll be here now.
Yeah. Thank you. So the hugeness is in our recognition of it.
The way the light parsed this time will be different than the way light has been parsed previously because of the new landscape.
Is it the recognition of it that's important, or will it affect our being?
It will, but so will Bruton Scotch Snuff.
Yeah, it's something wonderful to recognize and then move on.
What is the new information about EMP? Is the EMP going to happen? Since you don't have any time, we don't know when it's going to happen. And you're somehow closer.
Carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen. The only thing we are waiting on is you.
Yeah,
don't worry, Bob. You've successfully gone through eternally. Do nothing except lounge, wash, and eat Lapper's ice cream
automatically.
Do your meat sack into a turn it inside out and turn it into a churn of creamery. So we are not concerned with you saving the world, Bob. It'll be okay. No one has to run to the door or answer it or get packed or do any of those kind of things. You're good. Just wait on Bob, and he'll be there soon sometime. Just wait. Just get ready.
Yeah, but you're waiting on me. Everybody's waiting on me.
Of course they are, Bob. Yeah. Now, all that being not said then turns into, okay, what you want to do? Now, what you want to do is you want to bring this back home and make it apply. So now ask the question that way.
Yeah, you can. You make it apply, Cal.
So we're still waiting on the I block for the final ta-ta.
Not so much. No, it's more of a different conversation. What you're waiting on is the chip body to get more in the carbon land. Because the faster we move to carbon completely, then you're going to solve a lot of this other issue. Because it won't be affected by the other bump. When the other bump hits, it won't affect it because it'll be in the carbon securely.
Okay.
Does that mean a different kind of technology than the silicon?
Yes, carbon-based, not silicon-based.
And is somebody working on that?
Oh, you ridiculous little human. You, it's someone working.
We're running the world. Call Janet Yellen.
Hey, Janet, what am I doing this week? Am I saving the world this week?
No, Bob. The leading economic forecasters are very happy to report that there might potentially be a somewhat economic climate that might change the systematic moving of what money counts for in the time range of the frame that we're talking about that we said would probably happen since everything is better and we feel good. We feel good. We feel good about the whole thing. It's a good. We are patiently waiting to see if that we think that Bob can take the news that it's going to be okay. Thank you. Have a good day.
Remember that conversation we had about graphene, Bob?
Yes.
So we went through the fact that our C-122 is the new carbon. It's stronger, better than graphene. Correct, Ion?
Do.
So they're waiting on you, Bob, in the C-122.
For the post-graphene era. The post-graphene era.
Yeah.
Boy, and you've pissed off Slick Slack again. How do you keep doing this, Bob?
Who's Slick Slack, Carol?
Don't look at me.
How very...
Oh, right. Yeah, you talk about saltslack.com.
Slick Slack, yeah.
Forgot about that phrase, yes. What did I do to piss him off?
Breathe.
You were right again.
Do gamma rays have something to do with... Now, the wiki says that gamma rays cause damage at the cellular level. So
that's
what is changing?
True. Hold on. Just give us a second. We'll change that on the wiki, and then you can believe that.
Okay. Should I look at it tomorrow?
Won't take a moment. We'll get that cleaned up. Don't worry about it. It's okay. Oh, but it might be a disinformation campaign, so it'll be like our campaign, do not buy our product, do not eat our stuff, do not take it, do not buy it, do not own it, do not have it, don't do anything with it, it's not for you, it wasn't made for you, it's not about you. It could be like that, too, which makes you want to take it, and then you do, and it's good, and you feel better. And you go, I don't give a fuck what you say, I'm going to do what I do. We go, okay, we can't stop you, okay, but you chose it, not us, right? Good, okay.
So the wiki is saying that gamma rays aren't any good.
And we say, for little men, they are not any good. We agree with the Wikipedia for little men. And that's who mostly look at that. Because if you need that to find out what things are, you're probably in a pretty rough shape already anyway, aren't you?
But the eye cell then does something to our cells that causes the effect of the gamma rays to be a good thing. To what, survive or to stay alive during this process?
Yeah, cold blood by Yogati, that one. It's what causes that.
Bob, I'm curious how it
wants to. Karen doesn't like it so much. She prefers Plunk Me Hard in a Watermelon. Hey. But there's not much of a message in that song. It's nice music, but it doesn't mean anything. Whereas, unlike that, Yo Gotti, he's actually trying to tell you something. Build to the sky, watch it fall down. How you going to survive now? That's the point, you see. But she's not too fond of it because it becomes pretty real. But she doesn't like gunshot wounds either, but she can still sew you up. She can get that without... She will not give you an antibiotic. Your ass will die before she gives you an antibiotic. You need to know that. No road sets into you.
No,
so
not
she said
so
if
much.
You need an antibiotic, you already dead anyway, so just move on out of the way.
No.
No.
Does
she said
temperature of our blood have anything to do with
It will
absorb
affect its viscosity, yes.
Viscosity, and so we want our blood to run cold and slow.
It does anyway. It's cold-blooded. Sometimes a little bit bitter.
I thought humans were warm-blooded.
Can't prove it by us.
So is our blood changing to being cooler?
The specific gravity changes. When the specific gravity changes, yes. Because otherwise, see, when the boiling point changes, it's going to change anyway. Otherwise, you'd have blood boiling. Boiling blood evaporates.
Mm. So is the temperature of the human body going to be reduced?
Yeah, remember the formula C-122-H197-098.
Yeah.
Oh, 98. Well, it's going to 98.
It's going to 98 instead of 98.6.
Our blood's getting cooler?
Yep. Our body temperature's getting cooler, and which is interesting because a lot of enzymes in the body are temperature dependent. So does this mean that certain enzymes
lysine,
are...
Lysine.
So are you saying that lysine will be helpful to keep our enzymes working when the temperature is lowered?
No. We're saying that those combinations of amino acids are what's going to take to give them information through the lymphatic system, including the lipids, to give it the information that it can sustain being cold-blooded, cold as ice, willing to sacrifice our love.
Okay.
That would be Foreigner.
Advice. And then to take advice from our love.
And the enzymes that don't work and the thyroid that's slowed down and the yeast that grows in low temperature bodies.
We love candida. It's our favorite.
I know.
We like it.
Okay, so the lysine will protect us, however.
No, the lysine will give you a temperament so that you can ease to that shift.
So that's why some people put on a couple extra pounds for the fat that's needed to insulate us against this temperature shift.
Yeah, sometimes. And you'll also never, ever, ever suffer from endometriosis ever again. It's great.
Well, endometriosis is an inflammation, so, if you're cooler, you're not so inflamed. Is that the reasoning?
It's part of it, and because of the change of the specific gravity, when it sloughs off the walls, it lets them all clear. It lets it all clear. It doesn't botch up the process. So it's all good.
That's kind of cool.
You're also going to, while we're still speaking about it, let's go into neuropathy. It's going to adjust that as well. Mm-hmm. The way the lines, the nerve lines, like all that bullshit work you did on the shingles and running down those neurons and figuring out all that stuff. Chicken pox shit. It's just ridiculous. But it's going to soothe all that also. Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shifting. It's very cool. And not that it'll change anything to know this, but I always like to know this sort of stuff.
That's why you're the sharpest machete in the shed.
Okay, Ion. Thank you.